Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the third week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a chaplain at the Monastery of Mary the Queen in Girard, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, Come, Holy Spirit.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route. So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official, in charge of an entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, Go and join up with that chariot. Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, Do you understand what you are reading? He replied, How can I, unless someone instructs me? So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. Then Philip began with the scripture passage, explaining it, and proclaimed Jesus to him. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, Look, there's water. What is to prevent my being baptized? Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. The Word of the Lord. It's amazing, during this Easter season, these 50 days of celebration, how we remember and celebrate that momentous event in history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But equally during these 50 days, our readings, the first ones, come from the Acts of the Apostles, the story really of the birth and growth of the early church. But what is significant in so many of these readings from the Acts of the Apostles is the role of the Holy Spirit. And so today, it is the story of Philip and the eunuch, the Ethiopian, whom Philip baptizes. But it begins with really the Spirit guiding Philip, saying to Philip, Go and join up with that chariot. It's not so much what Philip does, but what the Spirit is doing. And then later, Philip is snatched away, again, by the Spirit. And, of course, the baptism with which the eunuch would have been baptized would have been a baptism not only with water, but with water and the Holy Spirit, as all the Gospels testify to the character of Jesus' baptism as distinct from that of John the Baptizer. So we are conscious during this Easter season of the workings of the Holy Spirit, how we begin moving already toward Pentecost Sunday down the road. We aren't quite halfway through the Easter season. We are here in the third week, moving more closely toward Pentecost. But the Easter season is not only a celebration of the risen Christ, but a raising of the consciousness of ourselves to the presence and action of the Holy Spirit in our lives, as well as in the life of the church, as well as in human history. Unfortunately, sometimes it seems to me, Roman Catholics tend to celebrate the Holy Spirit only or primarily on Pentecost Sunday. That's the day we give to the Spirit. But in fact, the whole Easter season is already geared in that direction. Come Pentecost Sunday, there will be Peter speaking again in the Acts of the Apostles, helping to explain the events of that Pentecostal day with a text from the prophet Joel, in which it says how the Spirit will be poured forth on all people, men, women, children, everyone. And so we should be allowing ourselves to feel, to have a sense of this Holy Spirit's action and presence. In some ways, when we pray our creed and we say, I believe in the Holy Spirit, in some ways for me, that's almost the most important line in the creed. Because if we don't believe in the Spirit, then what else might we believe? Would we even believe? Because indeed our faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit. The scriptures are a gift of the Holy Spirit. They are inspired by the Spirit. Our sacramental life, each of them, is a work of the Holy Spirit. And without the Holy Spirit, then, where would we be? As we think more and more of this Holy Spirit at work, it is what ultimately gives us faith and hope and love. Or as Paul writes to the Romans, love is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. So much of our lives, human lives, but particularly Christian lives, manifest the presence and the action of the Holy Spirit among us. Now, this week, perhaps even today, we will be given within the conclave the possibility of a new pope. If not today, shortly. And for us to approach whatever decision is made in that conclave with also an awareness that that gathering is a work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit working perhaps in the midst of turmoil, controversy, differences of opinion. But in the end, it's not simply a political decision made by human beings vying in one way for their view that it might prevail. We believe that the one who will be given to us as the successor of Pope Francis will be one who has been given to us through the action of the Holy Spirit. And that is why we find consolation and why this conclave is such an important event, not only for the Catholic Church, but beyond other religious traditions for the world, because it's a momentous day when we are aware that the Holy Spirit, even today, continues to be present and active. And so when we do know who the successor to Pope Francis, who the successor to St. Peter will be, we should be able to rejoice and have confidence that it's the Lord, it's the Spirit who guides us. As we come back to the text from the Acts of the Apostles, and as we continue to read from the Acts of the Apostles, these stories about how, in fact, the Holy Spirit worked then, giving birth to and increasing the early church, so we can become aware of how the Holy Spirit still acts in our days. And it's because of that gift and our faith that in the end, we believe that it is God who is guiding the universe, guiding it providentially with wisdom and love, as I often like to say. So let us pray during this Easter season. Every day, come, Holy Spirit, enlighten us. Fill the hearts of your faithful people. Heal us, transform us, sanctify us. Let us raise our consciousness to the fact that in many ways, why Christ came in the first place was in order not only to suffer and die, but through that Paschal mystery, to be able to unleash that Holy Spirit. For that is why he came, to unleash that Holy Spirit upon the world. And so whatever messiness there might be within the conclave as they come to a decision, whatever messiness there might be in my life, Jesus Christ came incarnate as the Word of God into the messiness of the world. He didn't choose to distance himself from it, but he preached, healed, suffered, died as one of us in our midst. And so likewise, sometimes the Holy Spirit is at his best in the concrete messes we find in the world, in the concrete messiness I might find in my own life. And so nothing can in a way block my appreciation and gratitude for that gift which God has given us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. May God be praised. Come, Holy Spirit.